just something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Wednesday. It is the Morning Sickness. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo, and we're off and running for yet another day. That's what we got for you. It's pretty good. I can't get enough of... Look, I'm tired of being on the hook for these police lawsuits. Got another one. You know, the folks a week ago when everybody was guilty, the police and the people involved, and there's, I don't know how there's some sort of a media debate or any debate at all, whether the police did wrong or the guy, everybody in that situation was wrong. It's the easiest, most cut and dry situation ever. You get rid of the cop.
It's a tie.
Yeah. The cop that did bad stuff is like, man, you went way over. What were you thinking? What were you thinking with the street lingo and all the nonsense? And that was bad.
Yeah.
And then the people that they were arresting were dicks. Nobody, no money, no one gets anything. That's it. You're all done. This case is closed.
Might end up that way.
Oh, hope so. And then, but that's
what's the second lawsuit?
The second one now is a lady who was she's suing for $12.5 million. She's bumped it up just a touch from the 10 the other people want. Because she was, there's this 18-month investigation of a drug situation in Phoenix. And they've been watching these particular people, and this one guy is standing there, and this lady wandered over, started talking to him, and they're like, you know what, we need to get in on this particular thing and put a stop to that. So they stop, and they're like, what are you guys doing, blah, blah, blah. And they know the guy is, they're just waiting to get him for the big stuff. They know exactly what's going on. So she's there and giving them reasonable suspicion that she may be involved in some sort of drug activity at that time. So... the cops are like, well, you know, we've got this, this, and this. We kind of know who you are. We kind of know who this is, blah, blah, blah. They take her back to the facility, and they say they have reasonable – I feel terrible for the cops in this one – reasonable suspicion. So they call in a lady friend. She rolls over, does a body cavity search, and the lady is now claiming she was sexually assaulted. So it's
that's the one where she was bleeding, right?
Evidently. Apparently. But, I mean, that's... now, to me, the police should be able to sue you for your drug money if they do an assault and you didn't tell them that there's something going on. So, look, there's got to be a better way for you druggies to store your drugs. And then, you know, the cops have to look.
Don't we have some kind of scanner by now?
Well, that's the thing I was talking to a friend of mine about. I'm like, can't you just take an ultrasound and look at it? They hide it in the folds of their labia. So there's no scanner that will go.
It's just so handy.
And that's what the basic deal is. If you guys who want to do drugs illegally, and you know it, are going to start stuffing things in there, that's part of the life you've chosen that when the cops come along, that's where they're going to look. Whether you got some in there or not, when you're in a drug activity situation and you don't have it in your pockets and we're like, we know you. So then they've got
can't
her on.
Can't you wrap yourself in coffee or something?
Right? You know? Can't you do like they do in the cartels and do it right? So then they have her on a wiretap talking about how she stuffed the drugs and the cops looked and then she was stuffing them and then she washed out and all this. And they're all the terms of like, yes, it was there. And then we cleaned it out. So they got her on that. But she's like, no, I was sexually assaulted. Let me tell you, lady, you don't know what sex is. That lady who had to perform this on you was not sexually interested. That is not a sexual assault. Maybe a little physically handsy grabby and a very uncomfortable thing. But if you're in the world of heroin and cocaine and meth and you stuff, you know what? No $12 million payday for you. But I'm kind of hoping the way this is rolling around that somebody pulls me over. I'm going to bend over and go, it's not in my butt, I'll tell you that. You guys better not look. And the second they finger it, I'm like, oh, it's all. I'm getting some money out of this.
Did you get some extra details from somebody? There's not much. It just says she was pulled over.
Well, no, there's a couple of stories. She was pulled. It's very shady because I think the media wants to make it a bigger thing than it's going to actually be. No, she was pulled over. They had her. They've been in an 18-month investigation of a drug, a few people.
The AZ families.
Yeah, no, they're not giving you anything on that. There's a couple of them out there. And it depends on who you read, too, because New Times is like acted like they just laid her out in the road and gangbanged her. So it's all just kind of slanted depending on how you find it. But it's basically one of these things where they're like, they have the phone calls, they have the things. Not before. Now, the one thing they don't have is that before. It was reasonable suspicion to search her. And then after, in some taped calls, they've got her online. It's her. So it's all, again, it's
you know what's
one of these-
amazing that is coming out of this, too, a little bit? I just realized that the first one you talk about with a lawsuit, and it looks like it could be a tie, like we're saying.
Yeah, that's a tie.
But the chief of police has already said, you know, there's some good things that have come out of this. We're now buying, I don't know, 462 cameras.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That was a way to.
Yeah, we don't have.
They wanted
all
that
of them.
Money to begin with.
Yeah, exactly. And well, the weird thing is, though.
And you wonder how much of that, you know, I mean, that's. good, I guess. It's going to be filming all that stuff.
I'll tell you this. I don't care how crooked the cop is. I don't care how crooked the cop is. The last thing they want to do is fist a street druggie.
Right.
I'm telling you that right off the bat. I guarantee you. I don't care if it is
what end?
Denzel from Training Day. There is no cop crooked enough to go, what I'm going to do today is illegally fist some druggies. That's my goal. Nobody wants your pants off, druggie.
Is she linchpin to the whole cartel? Is that the only thing that's going on?
Yeah. I mean, in order to have sexual assault, you have sexual assault intent on the other side. And there's no possible way that cop was like, I'm getting something out of this. Even if the cop's making that noise, it's because they're trying not to throw up because of your druggy genitals. If a cop is fisting you and trying to find drugs and going, it has nothing to do with the joy they're getting out of that. Remember our friend Zach we used to box with?
Yeah.
His first job downtown when they would get you arrested was to go through your body and look for stuff. And we teased him. We wouldn't fight him anymore.
Yeah. Digimon.
Yeah, because we were boxing together. Like, I'm not fighting Zach anymore. You can't touch my gloves because I know where your hands have been. Because every day you'd bring in the new detainees. And the next thing you know, Zach's in there going, all right, bend over. And he'd take a look. He did the flashlight thing. Spread them. Flash it. No suspicion. And he's like,
Chief, I need a stronger flashlight.
Mine's dying. The better part was when you'd ask Zach, like, hey, find anything? You find anything? He goes, oh, yeah, we find stuff all the time. And I'm like, no kidding. There's other stuff and things in there like crazy.
So you got to go in for it?
Yeah.
You know what happens.
Does that look like a bag?
Darn it. Come on. Is that a zip tie? God damn it. All right.
I heard on the news the other day, we're one of the only cities that doesn't have independent oversight of our police.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah. But again, there's certain times you could have that. But I think you need oversight of the lunacy that is somebody claiming sexual assault. Trust me, druggie, that cop was not trying to have sex with you. That was not a physical I'm getting something out of this. No. Plus, it's a girl. I know it's Pride Month and all, but she was they're not going to pick the butch lesbian. It's like, you like them dirty and rough, right? Because we got one for you there. All right. Get them, Broomhilda. Go find us some drugs. Can't you just have a dog?
Yeah, it seems like a dog would
naked sniff out some drugs.
There has to be better ways for this stuff to go down.
And I'm talking...
I know they can sniff through those walls.
I'm talking in full support of the police, exactly. Her sugar walls, Brady. Well done. Sheena Easton reference. I like it a lot. There's got to be a way. Because I'm speaking on behalf of the local police force. They don't want to go in the honey hole of some druggie. That's not a thing. Yuck.
We had that one listener they would call in all the time. That's all they did, right?
Yeah.
Cavity searches.
Zach, we had a listener. Yep. I met a guy at, I forget what event it was. He was a security guy. He's like, I listen to you all the time, man. I'm like, how long have you been a cop? And he goes, I used to do stuff at the jet. And his face just totally changed. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, I've been out doing this for a while now.
I've seen some things.
I'm like, what? And he goes, I was a cop for a little while, and I was working down at the county. Okay, you seem kind of sad. Well, you see a lot of body cavity stuff, and I'm like, oh.
You could just see it in his face.
The minute I said, how long have you been doing this? It was a private, he was running some private security thing, where they weren't in copying, or they were in, I used to be a policeman. I don't want to talk about that. I'm like, why? I fingered so many bad guys. I'm like, what? Can I have some cotton candy?
It's a dog.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah, just a dog.
They can smell cancer.
Yeah, they can smell drugs, too. And I'm not worried about the health of the drug addict.
No, I know. But if they can do that,
no, we're gonna do cancer
drugs,
skin.
You can't hide drugs.
Look, they can smell it in your car somewhere through a glove compartment.
Yeah, you bring the dog over. If he doesn't smell anything, then
the body
good.
Cavity searches, you strip him down, and you say, all right, smell that bad guy's. And
unless there's another overriding smell.
Yeah, it's
like they have coffee grounds in there like Brady said.
Or they put it in a Kong ball.
But you got to train them through that. Oh, man, forget about it. But I feel bad for the dogs. There isn't a bad guy, girl, butthole or that any cop says, man, I can't wait to get inside of one of those today. No cop wakes up with the goal of fisting bad people. None. Not one. Worst cop on the I'm going to go, honey, this morning, your bad guy husband cop, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to just sexually assault as many bad vaginas as I can find. Because that makes my day, baby. They'd rather just shoot you. I mean, the bad ones would rather just shoot and kill you and deal with it later and try to lie their way through it. None of them are going to take the time to look for drugs inside you. So this is $12.5 million. But if both those lawsuits even get half, we're looking at $10 million out of the taxpayers to give people this. Let's just call this one a wash again. Let's just, no, this isn't a sexual assault. I'm positive of it. Put me on that jury immediately. I'd just be like, no, nobody sexually assaulted you that day. Yuck. Look at you.
And you think about some of the packaging, too. If it took you, you know, 20, 25 minutes to get the stash up there, it might not.
For God's sakes, why would that happen?
Maybe she was bleeding going in.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the guy, they don't want in there. They don't want
to
move stuff.
But they have
stuff.
To get it out. And
yes, because why? Druggies have been like, well, they don't look here. And
I
now
can't
they
let
have
you in
to.
With this.
Yeah, now the druggies found a way because the cops, for the longest time, cops were like, I ain't looking in there. If you're keeping it in there, that's yours. And then it's like, well, they've got pounds of it. So the cops are like, are we going to have to look inside them now? Because they did that. That's where you guys decided to go with it. So. Yeah, I'm 100% on the cop side here. No, if you druggies wouldn't have started stuffing it in there, you wouldn't be susceptible to it. And you know it, so stop doing drugs and you won't get your dirty fisted by a cop when you're talking to drug dealers they've been investigating for 2 years. It's the life of crime. That's
the
thing.
I'm about to join you. I'm like, make all drugs legal.
Yeah, I tell you. Just make it legal and let these lunatics do whatever they want and save people the time and energy of cops having to go, I got to go. Figure out this street whore's vaginal situation, and hopefully I find something, because if I don't, they might get turned on by it and call it sexual assault.
You just can't drive.
Unless the cop took out a vibrator. Yeah, that's the only time you're in trouble, DUIs and under the influence. But if the cop took out a vibrator and tried to please you while she's looking for drugs, then it's sexual assault. Then you're like, I didn't want any of this. Yesterday when I was at the dentist, this is as close as I'll ever come, I had a man's fingers in my mouth. And he was giving me a shot because I cracked a veneer and I had to get it replaced. They got to take it off and it kind of hurts. And so the hygienist lady, or the assistant, what do they call the assistant of the dentist?
Dental hygienist.
Is that, okay, I was right. She's rubbing my shoulder very kindly. And I thought, that's so nice. This is so much more than just a shot from a dentist. And she's giving me like a soothing little, Diane. She's a very nice lady.
To relax.
And I'm like, wow, that's really nice. I've never had
that
at the dentist.
Everyone?
No, I don't. I thought it was really nice. And then the weird part of my dental visit yesterday was, it was pretty basic stuff. I had when I cracked this, they had to put in a temp, and then yesterday when I got the permanent tooth put in. So I'm in there, and Dr. Doherty, he's a good dude, and he goes, you mind if this IT guy comes in and starts working on some stuff in here?
What?
And so the whole time, I got the dentist, I got the Diane, and then this IT, this rather large IT guy standing in there fixing some sort of a computer issue that goes into the televisions. And it's not a huge space. And they're talking, and I'm doing it's exactly right, John. We don't. And my wife wants to talk about politics all the time, and I'm frankly sick of it. Yep, I totally agree. And then the IT guy goes, you guys don't mind if I butt in on this? And I'm like, how does he understand me? I'm speaking dentist. And he's like, my mother and father have arguments about this all the time. And he's working. I'm like, what is going on? I'm in an episode of The Office. It was great, though, because he's like, thanks for letting the IT guy hang around during this. I guess okay.
I try the best I can not to talk, but there was one question that he asked, and I answered, and I bit down on the pick. It was on the, well, you know, a little bit.
Oh, you go,
that's
you
why
go
why
full,
I don't
like, jaw stuff. I'm
well, they double-check.
Ow.
My doctor, Dr. Doherty, does it on purpose to me because we'll talk and stuff. And it's open. Like, we were talking about BJs yesterday, joking around about BJs and stuff, not to each other. But and he's going and he's starting to say something. And the IT guys laugh and we're making jokes. And then he goes, he said something about his family. And then the debate that starts tonight with the 3,000 Democratic candidates. He goes, what do you think's going to happen with that? And the second I go, well, he jams in stuff in my mouth. That's what I think, too. I'm like, you don't know what I'm saying. Next time at the dentist, I'm just going to start saying things like, you did what to my wife? Yeah, that's what I think, too. And then what he'd realize is that I've just verbally assaulted his whole family. Just to see if he picks it up. I think they just agree with you. Never have a dentist go, well, I totally disagree with that. They're just very agreeable when you're doing dental
talk. With
the
pick in his hand.
He's never, yeah, turns into Marathon Man real quick. They never once go, well, that's completely off base. They're always like, uh-huh, that's what I think. I don't think they can actually understand you. Do you think Trump's doing a good job? Yeah, I agree with that.
The economy, right, yes, yeah. I agree.
But they don't ever repeat you. They just say, yep, I agree with that.
You hear him in the next room over with the white supremacist. Totally right. Agree.
So what do you think about all these black people outside? Yeah, well, I can't blame you for that. It was weird because I'm like, I don't know that he can hear me. I don't even think I said anything that's agree or disagree. This wasn't the squares. But the IT guy heard me, and he followed up with a perfect follow-up. You know, my dad watches so much television. I'm like, well, how did he understand me? I barely spit out what I wanted. Yep, Daenerys was my favorite, too. Huh? How did you do that, IT guy?
It's a whole other language.
It is, but he shouldn't understand it. He's a very bright IT man. Maybe he's installing that language on his computer. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800, a good one, and we'll scream it together on this Wednesday. It's 98KUPD. Wake up!
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98.